This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, you've got your diamond and you've got your pretty clothes. Chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the fourth hour.
She's an heiress.
That bracket's taking over a few minutes. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's finish up with some news I mentioned, but I wanted to get into more detail on. If you're a TV viewer, you are going to have to look at this creature's face, but radio listeners are blessed and I have to see it. Breaking! Former president of Drag Queen Story Hour Foundation and Children's Court Judge, yes, arrested on 7 counts of child porn. He also headed up the state's LGBTQP operation. Brett Blome, 38, was arrested for having the child porn, it's reported. And, of course, the couple has 2 adopted children. Court records do not suggest that they're part of the illegal issues. Child Protective Services involved with the current placement. Defense attorney Christopher Van Wanger said during the court hearing, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports. And that's why they're racing to legalize pedophilia and all this, because this is the religion of these people. But notice, oh, they have Last Week on HBO, and they have the Comedy Central shows with Noah, and they make jokes and say, there's no pedophilia, there's no child rape. One of the best things Trump did was unleash the police to go after these networks, and they've been busting the hell out of them. And notice they're almost always Democrats, and there's some Republicans. But I have a stack of this news today. Milwaukee judge and president of the Drag Queen Story Hour. Well, who else would want to wear a wig and have kids jump on their crotch? Arrested after being charged with child pornography. Transgender YouTube star downloaded child porn images while running child care services. Multiple children reported being raped at the facility, but they could never catch him. So instead, the police just got a search warrant and got the cell phone. And that was enough. Child's rights group in India asked police to probe Netflix show Bombay Begums, and they got toddlers and tiaras and all the rest of it. That's all these people are into, folks. It is absolutely sick. Meanwhile, it turns out that a bunch of big leftist publications have come out, Daily Beast and Radar Online, about court documents confirming the Clintons with little girls on the Jeffrey Epstein Lolita Express. Silence. Media outlets won't explain why damning Clinton Epstein article was quietly deleted. They didn't retract it. Like when the Wall Street Journal said that I launched the attack and led the attack on the Capitol. They said I stood on top of a car and said attack it when I did the opposite. You ever heard of a motive, dumbasses? Why would I want that? To destroy everything we were trying to peacefully do. Simply, absolutely amazing. I have seen thousands of articles over the year out of the Netherlands, the UK, Germany. It's the same in Africa. It's the same in Latin America. It's the same everywhere, where judges are caught running child kidnapping rings. And I'm not saying even a small percentage of judges are into it, but a large percentage of pedophiles become judges. They become truancy officers. They become people that want to be able to do this with the power they have over children. And here it is again. So when you see John Oliver and Trevor Noah and the media saying none of this exists, and you see Twitter banning anybody criticizing convicted pedophiles, remember, that's who they are. They're either into it or they're being protected by it. Remember Eric Ciaramella's lawyer on his Twitter said, I like to represent pedophiles. And I like to get them security clearances. Who the hell puts that out? They take our weakness as a green light to attack, and it's time we stop being scared of these monsters. You know, if we didn't have any power to resist them, they wouldn't be trying to censor us. They were all powerful. They're not all powerful. I got one more article I'm going to hit on Joe Biden, then hand the baton to Matt Bracken. Stay with us.
Gemrick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The globalists and their minions, their punks and their pimps, like to brag and hide things in plain view. And if you go back to the Senate report that's just 4 years old, they confirmed bipartisanly that tens of thousands of children smuggled across the border were placed out of the hundreds of thousands with child sex traffickers. That's the Senate report. We'll show you that headline in a moment. So that's why when Psaki comes out, there's the headline, and makes a joke about it yesterday and says, any children that can get here, get here. Well, that means people grab children and kidnap them and use them to go across. In some cases, they found a little three-year-old girl that had been used over 20 times, malnourished, ribs poking out, and they finally just dumped her in a field. Oh, by the way, she'd been raped innumerable times. But it's okay if you're a trendy redhead chick. It's like, I'm a redhead chick. I'm a woman, so it's okay if we run death camps. Tim Cook's gay. It's okay if he runs death camps in China with the Uyghurs. It's like when they ask, well, the economy's collapsing. Well, we appointed a woman to the head of small business. Oh, my gosh, that's great. These people are soulless. They're like mummies. They're like ventriloquist dolls. But who's pulling the strings? Hello, how are you doing on there? Oh, yeah, great. Who's actually talking? We need to figure that out. It's got a name called evil. So flashback, Biden told illegal immigrants to immediately surge the border if he's elected. And then they did it wearing Biden shirts organized by the UN. And then Texas has got tens of thousands, border centers, 4,000 here, 3,000 here, 2,000 there. And then Psaki blames Trump. That CBS reports there's 13,000 children in cages locked up right now that Trump never did. But now, see, it's still Trump's fault. This is so sick. Here's Biden telling illegal immigrants to immediately surge to the border with the kidnapped children, which they use as a get-out-of-jail-free card.
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come. I would change the...
You need to surge to the border with your kidnapped child. We want blood. And then it happens, and they go, oh, you need to stop what you're doing, though. They're bringing them in, putting them on welfare, and then the government milks the money off. The Democrats are like an ant that milks an aphid, suck the money off them. Look, they're all wearing their Biden shirts. The organized takedown of the country. So there you go. It's all Trump's fault. Here's another one. Here is smug Jen Psaki announces any 10-year-old in the world who makes it across the border will be allowed to stay as long as someone brings you, though. She doesn't admit to point out that a lot of them are kidnapped children. So here's, look at her smart little smug face. God is going to curse her to hell. God, look at that monstrous woman. That's the female Brian Stelter. Here's what she had to say, inviting giant child smuggling openly. Here it is.
To make the system more efficient and effective.
Is there a limit or a cap to the number of unaccompanied minors that are going to be allowed into the U.S.?
A limit or a cap? Should we send some kids who are 10 back at a certain point? Is that what you're asking me?
I'm not setting the policy here. I'm just asking you what the Biden administration's policy is. Is there a limit to the number of children that will be allowed in. I mean, the numbers we're hearing now, 565 on average every day. I'm just curious what the end game is here, how many ultimately would be allowed in.
Well, I think where we are is we're focused on some of the very specific numbers. So when we came into office, there existed about 13,000 permanent beds in HHS OR permanent and influx shelter system facilities during the last administration. Thousands of these beds, approximately half, were taken offline due to COVID. Staffing was also reduced to put it on par with the new reduced capacity. This was sufficient for the prior administration. This is how we got here, because they were expelling children in addition to families and single adults. We decided, as you all know, that we will be more humane about how we approach this. There wasn't operational capacity built. The prior administration also did not consider that there were other mitigation efforts like masking, improved ventilation, cohorting, and other measures that would contain the spread of COVID. There's now revised CDC guidance, which means there's greater capacity in these facilities where we can expedite children.
So here's the deal. Oh, she's wearing, it was yesterday, her St. Patty's outfit, so it's okay. So, again, oh, it's COVID's while we're doing this. No, he invited him up. He brought him up. That's what they did. Absolutely insane. Totally illegal. Totally criminal. And the reporters are demanding to know why they have zero access to the border. And the answer, again, is COVID. Always COVID. COVID's the reason the dollar is going to go under. COVID's the reason the border is gone. COVID's the reason you're going to go bankrupt. COVID's the reason you took that shot and you died. Matt Bracken of EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com, author, researcher, Navy SEAL, smart guy, is here to take over today to talk about the future, the plans. They're trying to have a purge of the military. They're trying to trigger a civil war. How do we stop it? What do we do? What's coming up next? Matt Bracken takes over for the next 47 minutes or so. And then Owen Schroyer today is going to take calls again. We even took the numbers of folks that were left on hold, medical workers, doctors, and others, to give your reports on the COVID vaccine. Unanimous calls of death, disease, being paralyzed, being brain damaged, being put into absolute hell, and we weren't screening your calls. You can call in at 3 p.m. today with how much you loved it, but I don't think we'll get those calls. So the people's voice is still alive here at InfoWars, thanks to all you keeping us live on air. So keep sharing the articles, the videos, the reports. Keep sharing the Band.Op video reports. Keep sharing everything. That's how we defeat the enemy. You are so important, listeners, so never forget it and never stop fighting. Matt Bracken, my friend, take over.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to stay right at the border for the moment, and it's part of the theme of my entire show today. You know, I'm going to be showing some of the Benny Thomas Project Veritas Facebook video, you know, where he talks about when these transformed humans, these AI humans, are just going to look down at us like ants. And he says, when I go to a picnic, I don't worry about how many ants I step on, right? And when these transformed humans become fully singularized, transformed, they're going to look at us like ants. So I think they already do look at us like ants. They just look at the globe and they say, let's move millions from Guatemala or anywhere to America. And the hell with Americans. They're just the red ants, the black ants, the yellow ants, you know, the soldier ants. We just move an ants around. And you know, if you move an ants around, you don't really give a damn if sometimes you step on a bunch of them, or sometimes the fire ant poison kills the wrong kind.
That's
of
right.
Ants.
It's called playing God.
Really,
they're playing God.
Benny Thomas talks about when this AI happens, when its chips are planted in everybody's brain, or excuse me, the elite's brains. But I think at the Bill Gates level, they already consider themselves there. Bill Gates doesn't need a chip in his brain because he is surrounded by screens and supercomputers, right? He has all that information. Benny Thomas later in that video talks about when these super elite transformed singularity humans have the chips, they are going to be like a new species because they will have not only the ability to have like the entire Library of Congress in their head, instant access, everything, but they'll be able to crunch all that information like a Superman, like a god. Well, I think that Bill Gates already considers himself in that status. And we are just ants to these people. And they may even go to bed at night thinking, well, we're really doing a lot of good because we're helping more ants than we're destroying. And it's all for the betterment of humanity that we're, you know, taking our rake and just raking the ants from here and smashing the ants over there. But we, singularized, transformed humans, we know what's best. We are God. And I think
they are essential. They are ascended. We are not.
And they are already there. When you know, and I think that Benny Thomas, anybody that hasn't seen that Project Veritas, watch it 10 times. This is a guy who listens to the inner circle. This is like getting one of Hitler's cabinet, one of his, you know, war staff to say what his really Hitler is thinking about. And so what Benny Thomas says in that Project Veritas video should be ingrained in your brain. This is how they comprehend us. We are ants. They are the superhumans, and we are the ants. And we've got to accept that and prepare for what's coming. Anyway, and this is going to be the theme of the day, and I'm very calm. I'll be back in a couple minutes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
AI is essentially evolving to become like human intelligence, and then it's going to go beyond human intelligence. And at that point, humans are expendable. You know, the way we treat everything else in the world, like we think we're the best, like the superior most species. So, like,
but we're programming the machine.
If you and I went to a picnic, we would not spend 1 minute thinking about the ants that you stepped on the grass, right? For AI, we will become like those ants. It's not like the AI will try to kill us, they just won't care because it'll be so superior that it'll be like, these people don't matter. So I might be killing hundreds of ants when I walk in the park. I don't know and I don't care.
All I can say is, wow. You know, Benny Thomas says like global leader for Facebook, so he's a big shot. He's somebody that's in the room at the table. You know, they say Bannon is saying, if you're not in the room, you're not in the deal. Okay, Benny Thomas is in the room. He's in the room at the high level, and we are so far beyond a constitutional republic where we vote for our leaders and it makes a damn. We are so far beyond that. People should watch that entire video. Not only does Benny Thomas talk about, you know, ordinary humans being seen as ants, which I believe they already believe. Benny Thomas is sort of confessing. He's saying in the future, but at the Jack Dorsey, at the level of Google, Alphabet, YouTube, Twitter, they are already there, okay? They are, in their own minds, in their own perceptions, they are already the superhumans. You know, Benny Thomas in that video, he's kind of, I guess he's trying to play, he's probably trying to get laid, frankly, okay? This is why they often send in, like, younger, aspiring intern-type female reporters, you know, that are trying to get a job while buttering some guy up. And the guy's thinking, if I say the right stuff, I'll wind up in my hotel with her. I mean, let's be frank. This is what's going on. And little does he know, she's actually a freedom fighter. She is a freedom fighter like anybody you've ever seen in history. And he's saying that Facebook has to be broken up, that no king in history ever ruled 2 billion people. All right. And that Mark Zuckerberg already is that king. So yes, Mark Zuckerberg, who put something like $450 to $500 million into defeating Trump in the last election cycle by funneling money to just Democrat precincts and districts to get out the vote, you know, the paying for the drop boxes, paying overtime for all of these Democrat precinct officials. It only in Democrat areas. He already considers himself a god. He considers himself way above obeying any like local national law. To Mark Zuckerberg, a U.S. law or a Belgian law or a Uganda law, that's just a little hassle. That's like avoiding a speed trap in some podunk town, you know, in Kansas or West Virginia. To Mark Zuckerberg, These are like literally the ants at the picnic, these laws. These are things that you just have to work around. He already is, I think, in his own perception, that AI transformed superhuman. So at this point, the United States, we have a government, but really our politicians, from Biden to McConnell to all of them, you know, with the exception of some freedom fighters, you know, the Matt Gaetzes and the DeSantises, they're trying, but they are such a tiny percentage, they really can't move the needle. The CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, has so infiltrated our country, buying off universities, buying off corporations through deals where, you know, if we can't send our people to your corporation in America, where they'll essentially be spies, then you're not going to do business in China. Between big tech, if you make a conglomerate out of Google Alphabet, Facebook, and Twitter, if you make that into a conglomerate, they have the other great power pole, along with Chairman Xi in Beijing. Those are the two real power players in the world. When we're looking at an American politician today, we're like a Brit in, say, the 1950s, coasting on past memories of the glories of Great Britain. But in reality, the Navy of World War II has been scrapped. It's a welfare state, and it's broke. That's the United States right now. So the Brits in the 1950s thought, we're still a world power. We still have a Navy. You know, are we going to vote for Attlee, or are we going to vote for Churchill, or who, you know, but it didn't matter. The UK was done. The power had moved on to the United States of America in a battle with global communism at the time, the Soviet Union and the beginning of communist China. Now, the power has moved on from the United States, totally moved on. Now the power is balanced between communist China and these tech giants. Our military at this point has, and it's obvious, it's become a joke. It's become a joke. It's been taken over, it's been infiltrated, and it's become just a woke shadow of itself. Yes, we still have aircraft carriers. However, the aircraft carriers of today are the equivalent of a battleship in 1940. Very impressive if you don't understand the next stage of warfare. Not impressive if you understand that dive bombers can take them out. So our aircraft carriers, which are very impressive, and when they sail, you know, through the South China Sea, it looks powerful, but today China can take them out if they're anywhere near China. Our aircraft carriers can't get close enough to Taiwan to defend Taiwan without them being destroyed by Chinese missiles. And I'll talk about this some more, but when you think about the missile wars of, say, 30 years ago, Desert Storm, when those Scud 2s were fired, they were like a World War II V-2 rocket, plus or minus a mile, wherever they land, who knows, inertial guidance. Have you seen how the Falcon X boosters land on a barge in the middle of the ocean? Controlling things coming in from space has evolved to a fine point. And any warships, including our aircraft carriers, that are at anywhere near China are as obsolete as the battleships, going into World War II. It's just passé. And we haven't learned this yet. Like the Brits in the 1950s, we're still coasting on memories of our past glory and military power. And that day is sunsetting. And America is in for some very rude awakenings in the near future, military, economic, social, and in other areas. And I'm going to continue talking on the other side about the vaccine and what it means in terms of the superhumans transforming the world and just treating us like ants. That's exactly what's going on with COVID and the so-called COVID vaccines. And we're going to explore this more on the other side.
Alex Jones here with a new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items.
Again, all these are selling out except for Rainforest. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vaso Beats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerich's Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, a lot of people would like to get my books, but they don't want to participate with Amazon, and I understand that. You can also get my books using PayPal or my PO address. Anyway, we're in a very hard spot now. We are seeing all of our paradigms smashed. Michael Yon, who's I consider really brilliant, he's just an unusual guy. He's former Green Beret officer. Now he has spent decades traveling to the hellholes of the world to understand revolutions and civil wars. And he's been doing this on a shoestring budget, just putting out his own Michael Yon dispatches. And something he said wrote a couple weeks ago that has really stuck with me is, if you keep being surprised, if your paradigm doesn't explain what you're observing, then your paradigm is wrong and you need to scrap it. And you need to come up with a new paradigm and keep working on it until it fits what you're observing. Because people tend to cling, like those 1950s Brits, clinging to the glories of a bygone Great Britain. It didn't serve them because they were becoming a second and then a third tier minor European power. Now they have about a quarter of the navy of Spain. The Brits can barely send a destroyer to the Med these days. I mean, it's absolutely pathetic. But it would have helped the Brits if they had understood where they were going long ago. They wouldn't have channeled themselves into socialism and becoming a welfare state. You can't have universal benefits welfare state and also be a great power. They didn't understand it. And by the time they woke up, it was too late. They'd imported millions of people that have no love of England, no love of Britain, and really are just there for the welfare. And this is the path that we're going down. So Michael Yon is right now, apparently he's got a sponsor because I watched Steve Bannon's War Room. It's a terrific show in the morning. And he's satellite videoing in, which is very difficult and expensive, from the border, currently the border of Panama, actually the bottom of the Pan-American Highway, because the Pan-American Highway does not run all the way across Panama. The bottom 30 miles of Panama is called the Darien Gap. And it's unbelievable in the 21st century. There's no road through it. It belongs to pirates and criminals and cartels and gangsters. It's just crazy. People have to either pay their way through it or take a boat around it. But the Pan-American Highway starts on the north end of the Darien Gap. Under Trump, they were keeping the people were staying in the in Central America. They knew that they couldn't get into the United States. If you're going to come all the way to the border of the USA and be stuck in a Mexican holding camp, people stopped coming. It wasn't worth it. Obviously, we know what's happened. Biden last year during the debates, he said, come one, come all. Everybody gets, health care, education. That started ringing the dinner bell. And when he was elected, people started packing. Now, Michael Yon reports that in Panama, the government of Panama under Trump had been holding people that were coming from all over the world and making their way to Panama. We're talking about from China, from Africa, and with deals made with Trump, they were holding them and sending them back to their home countries. Well, they're now overrun because of Biden's ringing the dinner bell. So now the government of Panama is taking old surplus American school buses that they have plenty of down there, and they are running the immigrants, the migrants, up the length of Panama as fast as they can to the border of Guatemala. Full speed, no waiting. And that's happening in each country now, all the way up to the Mexican border. Don't think for a minute that these people are walking thousands of miles to get there. They're taking buses, they're getting paid. If they can't pay cash, they're being raped or extorted in other ways. They keep track of these people so that they can follow them once they're in the USA, because a lot of these people are virtually criminal indentured servants when they reach the United States. Like, for example, the sex workers that were killed in Georgia the other day. Nobody's really giving much of a damn about them, but how did they get into the United States? And what was their deal? The fact is, a lot of these massage parlor Asian girls are sex slaves that are brought in with a wink and a nod, often flying in or sometimes at the border, but they owe their tong gangs years of prostitution to pay for their ticket. This is what the Biden administration is cooperating with now. They're now in bed with the cartels and the Chinese tongs, with the worst gangsters in humanity. They're in bed, and encouraging this mass flood, and we have only seen the priming of the pump. What we are seeing in the last couple weeks is literally the drips through the dam before the dam breaks open. Because all around the world, the word has gone out. America is wide open. And if you get to America, they will not kick you out. You will get free health care, free education, you know, free housing or subsidized housing, and a chance for a job. You'll be straight on the welfare rolls. And if the Democrats pass H.R. 1, which is the legalized the legalized corrupt voting act, which takes the worst aspects of the 2020 election and makes them law, if this passes 50-50 with Kamala Harris deciding, that's officially the end of the United States. We're not a free country anymore. At that point, we're just the USSA, because not one election in the future will matter worth one damn. And I don't know if we can stop them, because they're talking about H.R. 1 being a civil rights matter, and should the filibuster needing 60 votes to move a bill to a final vote, if they get rid of the filibuster for H.R. 1 by calling it a civil rights law, that's it. We're done. The country will be flooded with illegals. Estimates are a minimum of 2 million per year for the next 2 years before Republicans have a chance to do anything about it. 2 million a year. And that's a conservative estimate, because these type of floods have a way of gaining speed. And now this is going to be a huge social catastrophe in the United States. You know, every town is going to be a border town. A large percentage of these people don't speak any language that we know. I mean, there are Indians from Guatemala that don't even speak Spanish. Whole villages are coming up. And when these towns in El Salvador and Guatemala and around the world, they're not just losing excess people. They're losing, you know, the baker. They're losing the school teacher. They're losing people that when they leave, there's no reason for anybody else to stay. So there are entire villages, you know, towns evacuating across Latin America to come to the land of the free stuff. And we have only seen a little trickle of what is coming. I mean, people should, if we had decent news, if you didn't have to watch InfoWars or Bannon War Room to get real news, we'd know a lot more about this. But we are like the happy little town underneath the dam. And we think that the dam is under control and it's just a little spillway, and occasionally it's bigger or it's thinner, but the dam is about to break. And this is not by accident. This is entirely by design. Matt Gaetz has a saying for it. It's not anymore just catch and release. It's catch, release, and vote. In H.R. 1, they're taking citizenship out of the equation for vote, for getting a vote. They're going to send mail-in ballots to every living human that applies for any government service anywhere. That's what's coming. A flood.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, fees may apply, offer cost information and conditions, deposit letter, license in all 50 states, and LLC, Fair Access, number 330.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
I'm really glad that I wrote those books starting now almost 20 years ago, my Enemies trilogy in particular, because if I wrote them today, I would probably be charged with sedition or trying to provoke civil disorder. So if you write something and predict it far enough out in front, hopefully, in my case, it'll give me some kind of insulation, because I would hate to get the midnight knock on the door with the armored car out front and the stormtroopers and Stasis busting down the door. I was in Washington on the 6th, but I didn't get closer to the actual Capitol building than about a half a mile. We stopped and studied it with binoculars, and we could tell that it was just a real goat rodeo, and it was going to do nobody any good to get any closer. And now we've seen people arrested, weeks and months after the event, who never went into the Capitol, but they were geolocated because they crossed a quote-unquote geofence, where the FBI asks Google and your cell phone provider, if you had crossed a certain street during a certain time, and that's enough to get you charged now with a felony. And what the feds do, they do a thing called charge stacking, There's a reason why 99% of federal criminal cases that go to court result in a conviction. How can that be? 99%? Really? Are they just that good? They only pick really, really guilty people? And what they do is they charge stack. So they've created interesting new felonies like interfering with a government procedure or something like that. They charge you with 10 overlapping crimes that will give you 100 years in prison. And if you want to take your chances on a 99% conviction rate, go right ahead. Or you can plead it down to one felony charge, lose your license, lose your job, lose your house because of the legal fees, be a broken man and only spend a couple years in jail or maybe get probation, kind of the Roger Stone treatment. If you're willing to roll the dice on that, go right ahead. But if you lose, and let's face it, if you're in the Capitol or near the Capitol, you're going to be in front of a super liberal D.C. jury, in front of a super liberal D.C. judge who's going to hate you by your face and your politics. So who wants to take a chance on 99 years in prison? Plead it down. That's the state of the Stasi America we live in today. That's how it works. Now, we have to, going back to Michael Yon and his examination of paradigms, if you're constantly fooled, you can't figure out what's going on, you're in a state of confusion and befuddlement, you can't understand what happened to your country, you know, all of your institutions are failing you. The big media lies bold-faced, like this Washington Post lie. They got caught with the fake phone call about from Trump to the Georgia attorney general. They just made up fake quotes that got into the actual second impeachment trial. Find the fraud, completely made up. Then a tape comes out months later. Who cares? The damage is done. We saw this before the election. The FBI had the Hunter Biden laptop for almost a year, and they hid it. They hid it during his first bogus impeachment over Ukraine. All the exculpatory information was in Hunter Biden's laptop that the FBI had, and they hid it during an impeachment of the president. And then before the election, when a copy of the laptop got out because the computer shop owner didn't finally gave up on the FBI and got it to Rudy Giuliani's people, and multiple copies were made, big tech suppressed the story. They buried it. They spiked the New York Post's story on the Tony Bobulinski admissions about how corrupt the Bidens are. So you have to forget regular media, and I include Fox News because seems to be a certain point that they won't tread. Like they got the word right after the election. Vote fraud is off the table. Don't even mention it. So even Fox News can't count on it. That's why InfoWars is so important. Band.video, so important to share these videos. Now, going back to Michael Yon, another thing that he has said, because the guy is really brilliant. You see, he's like a gruff grizzly bear, former special forces reporter. But and you look at him, you think he's just like a street rumbler, you know, like a guy used to sleeping in a tent or in the back of a Land Rover somewhere in the third world. And I'm sure he is. But he comes up with some real brilliance. And a new thing he is pushing is his concept that he has seen all over the world. He calls it the HOP principle, H-O-P, the human osmotic pressure. He says no matter where you are, whether it's, you know, between Ethiopia and Somalia, there will be a human osmotic pressure. And what Biden has done is pulled the filter out, just said, no filter, please come. And all that built-up pressure that was held back during the Trump years, even though the wall wasn't completed, just the psychological impression to the world was America's closed. They've made a deal with Mexico. You can't cross the border and ask for asylum. You're just going to wind up in a Mexican refugee camp, so go home. This worked, but the human osmotic pressure was building. And when Biden last year announcing for the future we're going to have a more humane policy, and now currently saying, just don't come now, but we're getting everything set. In other words, We're building the refugee centers. We're getting ready. That's not going to stop people. That's another ticket to ride. That's another dinner bell ringing. They're saying don't come now tells everybody, boy, if I don't come now, I'm going to be way at the back of a line. Come now so you're at the front of the line. We are going to see something like what happened in Europe, and in particular in Germany in 2015, when Angela Merkel said there is no upper limit on the number of refugees that Germany would take. No upper limit. She put no number on it. And Biden has done the same thing. Biden is, and his cabinet members have said the same thing. There is no upper limit. They know if they can get all of these illegals in, they will be voting. They will be absolutely voting. And the one thing that illegals want more than anything else, more than free education, more than free health care, more than subsidized housing, more than a job, the one thing they want above all else is family reunification. So the one guy from a family in a village somewhere in the third world who makes it to America and plants his flag, the one thing he wants most of all is to bring the rest of his village, his entire extended clan. And he's going to vote for the party, absolutely 1,000%, that says open borders. This is the beginning of the tsunami. We have seen nothing yet. This is the trickle through the crack in the dam. We have not even seen what's behind the dam. But it is coming up the pressure, that osmotic pressure is building, and the people are coming, and they're coming by busloads. The countries that Trump had made deals with, the deals are off. They're not going to pay to keep people back. You've seen the Guatemala video of those people shoving through the police. They're not going to hold them back. They're going to put them on a bus and get them straight through the country as quick as possible. That's what's happening. There's absolutely going to be no pushback, and the Republicans have no say in the matter. Absolutely zero. Now, this is going to lead to, at some point, a violent pushback by Americans. Normal Americans are not going to just sit there while bus after bus of young men are unloaded in their town. People with no education, no English, and a chip on their shoulder in many cases. There's going to be violent pushback. I think I read that they're sending thousands to an arena in Dallas. It's going to be like a teenage male refugee center. Can you imagine how much fun that's going to be? And that's just the first. That's just to deal with what's already come. That's just dealing with the trickle, the priming of the pump. What's coming is a human wave, a tsunami. And Biden has no say in it. His handlers are Cloward Piven communists. They want to overwhelm America. They want to wreck America. And this is just their tool for doing it. Just flood the country and just overrun it. America will be ruined as a superpower. The civil strife and possible civil war will be almost built in. And on top of it, hyperinflation and an economic crash. What could be better? But this is what the Democrats want. It's not an accident. It's the plan.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.